Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. I hope everyone is having a good day so far. Here in New York, it is 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, October 21st, but my guest for tonight's show is actually joining us from Australia, where I believe it's about 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock your time, right? Daytime, rainier, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, let me introduce our guest for today then. Joining me, as I mentioned, from Australia is Rainier Wong. Rainier, welcome to CMC Radio. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. And how are you, Rob?
I'm doing very well, very well. I'm very excited to have you on the show. This is a this is part one of a two-part series that we'll be doing with Rainier. And, you know, over the course of the next couple episodes, you know, we'd love to find out, you know, what it is that kind of drives you and what it is, you know, that you have been doing with yourself here. So, you know, why don't you start by taking us back a little bit. You know, share with us a little bit about your background and how you got to where you are today.
I was born in Kuala Lumpur, the capital of Malaysia, and I was brought up in a Christian middle class family. I have two sisters and a brother. Mm-hmm. I grew up as a Methodist and was a member of the church choir, but I wasn't an official member of that church. So when I was in the U.S. as a student, I was with the Southern Baptists. So my grandparents migrated from China to Malaysia, mm-hmm. and I migrated to Australia in 1990 with my parents to be with my sister and brother, who were already residing here under the Family Reunion Migration Program.
And what part of Australia are you at now?
I'm in Melbourne now.
In Melbourne, very nice. And so you've been in Melbourne since 1990, you said, right?
Yes, since 1990, but I went back to Malaysia from 1997 to 2000 to work in an IT department.
Mm-hmm. And so what did you, you know, what were some of the things that you missed when you left Malaysia, you know, to go to Australia for a time being? Were there things about Malaysia that you genuinely, you know, felt like you missed there?
I miss the food there, because I like Malaysian food.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss the weather there, because there I'm more used to the hot weather than the cold weather.
And now with Australia, because I know that Australia has there's a lot of people that migrate there from the Malaysia and, you know, the different areas that are kind of in that area, right?
Uh-huh, that's right.
And so as far as that goes now, is Melbourne, you know, is the food in Melbourne influenced by Malaysian culture?
Not really, but Malaysian food is quite popular there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so Rainier, I'm curious to know, you know, in terms of why you got into... And before we get into, you know, what you've been up to currently, you said that you went back to Malaysia to work in IT. So has that always been a big part of your life, information technology? Is that something that you grew up with? You know, people influenced you to do that?
That has been part of my working life
mm-hmm.
for many years. I'm interested in computers.
And computers, sure.
I'm fascinated with computers, and that's one reason why I'm in IT.
Okay. Now IT, right? You know, I know that it's kind of you know, for a lot of people that don't know much about computers, you know, what is it about the work that you do that you love so much? What is it about computers that you love? What do you find fascinating?
Especially in this modern modern age, we have the internet. We can actually find more information on the internet, mm-hmm. and I don't really have to go all the way to the library to look for information. And then also that nowadays with this online shopping, I don't have to really to go to the supermarket or to the store, especially mm-hmm. when the weather is bad. So I don't have to go to the shop to physically buy the product. All I have to do is to fill in some information online and then put on my credit card number, and then the goods will be delivered to me.
That's true. Life has become a little simpler.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. Okay. And now, in terms of who or what might have influenced you the most, though, over the course of your life, is there a person that you could say that definitely was the major influence in your, you know, career path?
I don't mean to sound too religious here, but mm-hmm. to me, the teachings of Jesus Christ has some influence in my life.
Okay.
One of his teachings, he mentioned that no one is good except God alone. And from this, I learned that I'm not a perfect person. And if mm-hmm. I consider myself as a perfect person, then I will not be willing to welcome any new ideas or suggestions in order to improve myself and my business.
Of course, no. On this show, we don't frown upon anyone's beliefs. So you can, you know, you can share anything that you like as far as that goes, uh-huh. and uh-huh. everyone's certainly entitled to that.
Okay.
Now, I'm curious to know, Rainier, when it comes to your educational background, where did you go to school? Where did you learn computers?
I learned computers. I learned computers when I was in Malaysia. Actually, I was in some sort of a business school. Because originally, I went to a primary school and secondary school in Malaysia that was run by the Methodists. Then mm-hmm. Later on, I went to some sort of a trade school where I was introduced to computers. And then I learned more about computers when I was in this, the off-campus program of this Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. Mm-hmm. And they used to have an off-campus in Malaysia. And that's where I was first introduced to the Apple II computer. And that's where I started to be more interested in computers.
Sure. That's great. And it looks like you have a pretty extensive educational background. I mean, you have a graduate diploma also?
Yes, I do. It's a graduate diploma in Internet and Web Computing, which I obtained from RMIT University in Australia.
Wow, very nice. I'm curious to know, because obviously here in America, college tuition and to pay for school is a lot. You know, there's a lot of money and investments that go into that. Now, is it like that for schools in Australia? Or do they help out with financial aid and stuff like that?
Going to the university in Australia is expensive. It costs thousands of dollars. But if I'm not wrong, the government has some kind of a program that helps people with their finance. I think it's called HECS. And then it's higher education contribution service, something like that. And all the student have to do is once he or she actually find a job, he pays back the government.
Right.
But fortunately, that's
a cool program.
Uh-huh.
Definitely.
Fortunately for me, I do have my parents to help me.
Right. Sure. And, you have to take advantage of that. If you have that available, you did the right thing, I think.
Uh-huh.
So after you graduated, and I know that you went back to Malaysia to work in IT, but what else did you do with your professional career? How did your professional career develop?
That's a good question. And since what happened is when I was in Malaysia, I was assigned to do database programming with Infinix, if I pronounced that correctly. And then from then on, at the place also, that's where I was kind of first introduced to web designing, because my immediate boss wanted us to design some tables to store some information. And then he wanted it to be on the intranet of the company, and that's where I started to learn a bit about web designing. Then when I went back to Australia, I started to learn web designing on my own first. Then later on, I went to MIT to do some more, and there I learned how to use PHP, which I'm using now for my website to create interfaces so that customers can fill in important details to make purchases from my website.
Wow, very interesting stuff. Now how does that work with what the company now that you have is called, and can you clarify for me, is it Funnyworks?
Funnyworks, Property Limited.
Okay, so now, where can people find out some information about this company?
They can find out from my Twitter page, which is Funnyworks, XFunnyworks. They can also see my Facebook page, which is known as Funnyworks. And then they can get it from this Bristol Who's Who. I'm listed on that in that directory.
And so tell me about Funnyworks then. What does it do? What kind of services are you trying to provide with the company and the website?
Currently, I'm trying to help businesses and individuals, especially startup businesses, to get more or many customers as much as possible. And what they can do is submit their information, necessary information, on my website, funnyworks.com, and I will help them to gain more customers by telling my followers to have a look at the page that where the URLs has been listed.
And now, what kind of companies have you worked with so far, like to date so far?
I've worked for the an insurance company. That's where I work in the IT department in Malaysia. And then I work for a telecommunication company where I use the computer to look for information for any of the sales personnel, sales people calling for information about customers. Mm-hmm. Say, for example, a salesperson will call me and then they will ask me information about a customer, and I will upload the information on the computer, and I will give the information to the salesperson.
But now, has your past experience helped you when you developed this company? The things that you did before you started Funnyworks, now, has that helped you to gain a client base, to work with new clients here?
Yes, in some ways it has helped me to with my business, and helped me to gain some client base.
Mm-hmm. So what's the basic, should I say, let's say, tell me how it works with Funnyworks. So I know you said you helped clients get new business, basically, but what exactly do you do with the clients to get them that new business?
Once they have seen the, they have subscribed to this program. It's called Many Sites Visitors Program. It costs around $10.99 per month in Australian dollars. I think it may be cheaper in the United States because of the currency exchange. And once I got the thing, the system automatically lists the URL the customers has provided on the online form. And then I will tweet at least once a day to gain more, help them to gain more customers. I will tweet once a day to about the page with the URL. And at the same time, also this CMC is also helping me to do the tweeting and the retweeting.
Yes.
It will help me to gain more customers.
Very cool. Okay. Now, I see I'm on your website right now. I'm at funnyworks.com. And for everyone just joining us, I'm with Rainier Wong, who's based out of Melbourne, Australia. And the company is called Funnyworks, and the website is funnyworks.com. So I'm on your website, and you know I see what you're what you have to offer here, and there's a classified section, there's a pretty cool a games section which is kind of interesting. So what kind of what made you kind of decide to put all these different types of things on the website too?
Because for the game section, I put it because I discovered that gaming is something very popular around the world. People like to play online games.
Sure.
And of course, I like to admit that I'm in the process of putting back the. I used to have a lot of things on the game section or some other. I was with another host. Some other the thing got deleted. So now I'm in the process of putting it back.
Gotcha.
So I hope to. I hope to have to finish it within 2 to 3 weeks time, so that there'll be enough games for people to enjoy. And that's one way to also to having games one way to attract more people to my website.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And I also see there's videos and music and widgets and ringtones as well, which I think is kind of cool and interesting. What are you trying to do with that with those sections?
Then I plan to provide some assistance for my visitors to get more find interesting videos, and I plan to combine videos from YouTube and some other websites similar to YouTube.
Oh, very cool! That sounds really interesting, actually. Yeah.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Now, and so, Rainier, I'm curious to know then, and maybe you can clarify for me here, your target audience is for your target client base. What is it in a nutshell?
The main target base is actually I'm trying to. To attract website owners and webmasters who want to get many visitors to their website.
Sure.
And then people who want to sell services and products on the internet, and people who love digital art, and people who love music, and people who love the arts. But
absolutely.
My main one is at this moment to get the webmasters, especially the startup businesses, to sign up with the program that I have on funnyworks.com so that I can help them to gain more customers.
Very cool. Well, I certainly hope that we can help you with that too here over at CMC Radio. So Rainier, how have you been marketing your company so far?
I use professional marketing companies like CMC that I found on the internet. I have a Facebook page and a Twitter page for my company. And I use my Facebook page as well as Twitter page to upgrade or update my customers and potential customers of what I'm doing on funnybooks.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a Pinterest account where I share images of my product and anything I can find on the internet that I believe can help attract more customers.
Sure.
I also have a few blogs. And I also have
blogs too?
I tend to write interesting articles to attract customers.
Sure. Well, I mean, it sounds like, you know, and obviously, you know, your business is just like so many other businesses these days that just need to take advantage of the internet and how social media attracts new people.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's right.
So you're, you know, obviously you believe in that too.
Yeah, that's right. Because of what I experienced on the internet, that's the reason why I use the internet. And also I used to write articles and link to articles to websites that request for articles.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally I submit links to interesting articles to Reddit and StumbleUpon.
I'm sorry, to who?
You know, so, StumbleUpon.
Oh, yes.
It's a famous website.
Yes, absolutely. So Rainier, with all the other people that are, you know, your competition, how do you try to set yourself apart from others in online advertising and digital art?
If you see my website on the homepage, you will see a number of sales. You know, it's just a number of sales. You can see some numbers, some sales with numbers.
Yep,
and
I
then,
see them.
And then, all right. And these numbers can be converted into a part of an initial-looking spacecraft whenever someone submits a link. Let's say now we have, I really have six customers. And if you submit your own URL, and it will, you know, the cell number 7 will be changed into an image, which is part of the entire image of the initial-looking spacecraft.
That's very cool.
After that, I will tweet up off the page on funnyworks.com that contains the list of the submitted website on Twitter. And then some of my followers will retweet my tweets.
And then
CMC is also doing a great job in retweeting my tweets. And also submitting things to retweet.com and with the hope of attracting more people than funnyworks.com.
Sure. Yeah, and again, it sounds like you really have a firm grasp of social media and what the power of the internet at this point, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And so, what additional certifications or awards have you possibly earned so far, Rainier?
I have a certificate in information technology from Boswell College in Australia, which I'm not sure is very similar to a community college in the United States.
Okay. And have you thought about any, anything as far as what you're trying to do, with organizations? Do you work with other organizations?
At this moment, I'm not connected to any organization other than my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I was once a member of the Gamma Beta Phi Society when I was in the U.S. as a student.
Very interesting. Now, Rainer, do you what are some of your favorite parts about your career so far, too?
My favorite part is of my career designing images and websites and writing articles on my computer.
Very cool. It sounds like you have a creative spirit. That's what you like most.
Thank you very much.
How long does it take you to... let me ask you this. What kind of images do you like creating digitally?
I like to create 3D images, which I learn on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to create I'd like to be involved with this, what they call the photo manipulation, which I get the parts of images from different images, and then I try to combine them together to create something unusual or creative.
And do you have any particular favorite artist or anybody that you look up to in the field?
I like to use the Rembrandt is one of them. Leonardo da Vinci.
Sure,
and then,
yeah.
And then Picasso. And I, of course, anybody who can draw beautiful pictures can be considered as my favorite artist.
Very nice. And so, I know you have. I'm sure you have your own, you know, hobbies and interests. But before we get to that, how important to you is work-life balance?
To me, work-life balance is quite important to me. But unlike many people, I do not have to juggle between married life and work, as I'm still single. However, I have to manage my time, as it's my duty to help my mom with her shopping at least once a week. And this is part of my family's culture.
So your family still lives very close to you there in Melbourne then?
Yes. I live with my mom at the moment, and my brother and a sister lives nearby with their families. And I have
a
sister is now in Seattle.
And so what do you do outside of that? What are some of your favorite hobbies that you have?
At this moment, I do not have many interesting hobbies. I like to read. I like to browse the internet. I like to read the news on the internet. I like to find out about famous people, celebrities.
A little bit of pop culture.
I like to visit Wikipedia to find out some information about something.
Sure. And I know you like music. What's your favorite style of music to listen to?
I like both pop and classical music, but I prefer fast music than slow music. So I'm a kind of a selective listener. As long as the music is lively, no matter it's pop or classical, I like it. I also like jazz music.
Very nice. Do you have any favorite musical artists that you could name for us?
I like to listen to the Bee Gees, and as it's said that they, most of the members are no longer with us. And
right.
I used to listen to some music by Michael Jackson, and I like Johann Strauss and Mozart.
Very nice. And you know what? And they say that classical music... It makes a person's, it makes a person work more efficiently and intelligently.
Oh, this is first time I hear about it.
I've heard it before. They've done studies, I think. Rainier, so listen, unfortunately, we're running out of time for this episode. Very quickly, I would, and I know we're having you back on the show next week. Can you share with us one more time the best ways to contact you and to find out more information about Funnyworks?
You can call me on my mobile.
Would you like people to know that number?
I guess it's +61421680859.
Okay.
Or you can
email
to me at funnyworks.com.
The website is funnyworks.com. Yes, that's funnyworks.com. Well, Rainier, unfortunately, I do have to say goodbye for tonight. But I want to thank you for coming onto the show, and we will talk to you again next week, okay?
Okay. Thanks for having me.
All right, well... Thank you, Rainier Wong, for coming on today. Again, everybody check out funnyworks.com. And this is Rob May, and from everybody here at CMC Radio, we will see you soon. Take care, everybody. Good night.
Thanks.